You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.
It is indeed, and it is the sports review programme this week. We're looking back at a fantastic season of hockey. Hayley Crowe joins me in the studio, and what a season it was.
It has been a fantastic season. There's been some real highlights this season. I think it's probably one of the best seasons. We've got new sponsors on board this year, WiMAX, and I think it's been a great season for them.
Profile seems to have been raised a little bit this year as well.
I think it has, yeah, and I think there's a lot of people that are involved in the sport at the moment. We've got real great youth policies coming through, and there's also the reintroduction of the Business League again this season to hopefully bring some of the more mature players back into playing hockey again as well.
James Russell's going to be along a little bit later on to discuss the Business League and other things with us. Let's start off with the indoor hockey season, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, the indoors was a great season. It always is indoor, you know, it really is a high-paced game. We had the leagues in December and it was the finals just last week.
It was indeed. We were down there, and here is that report.
Energy FM. We play it. You love it.
It was Fast and Furious at the NSC for tonight's indoor hockey finals, all three matches featuring Vikings and Valkyries. The mixed final got underway with the Vikings striking first through captain Andy Harding. Valkyries had a different script though, scoring five before the break with three goals from Greg Miller from short corners and two goals from Andrew Anine. Vikings clawed one back again through Andy Harding to go in 5-2 down at the half time. The second half was the Valkyries show as they increased their lead to 11-2 with goals from Gareth Morris, Andrew Anine and Chris Caldwell. Vikings did get one back before full time through Zoe Carney, but the trophy belonged to Valkyries. Here's captain Greg Miller. Greg, everything he touched seemed to turn to gold there.
It went pretty well, yeah. The short corners, we got a few of them, we scored them. Even from the open play, we passed the ball around, got it into the D, and we managed to find the goal pretty much 90% of the time, which was nice.
Do you think you were a lot better than them tonight, or was it mainly they were unlucky?
I think what we did today was, you know, passing the ball around and getting it in there and creating the chances. They just came off for us. It was one of them nights where it worked. I mean, in the past, when we played this the Vikings team, they're a very good team, and quite often it's been a lot closer than that. I just think, you know, it was our night tonight.
Vikings captain Andy Harding accepts things didn't quite go to plan. Andy, they seem to have the Midas touch tonight.
Yeah, they were certainly on. Certainly had their shooting boots on. Greg Miller was, must have put about four or five away in a row in the first 5-10 minutes. I think that put us on the back foot. I think that's maybe unsettled us a little, so we didn't play the game that we outlined at the start. Their keeper also had a good game, but I think it was quite a lot of it down to not being clinical enough in front of goal. But I think they're worthy winners today.
The seemingly unstoppable Vikings ladies were just that in the women's final. However, Valkyries captain Andrea Neen was happy they could keep their opponents to just the four goals. 4-0 against Vikings, not the worst result.
No, not really. We battled hard. We went 2-0 down really in the first sort of 5 minutes. But we did really well to come back, and I think that second half we kept them to, I think it was at 0-0 in the second half or 1-0, so I'll check the scores, yeah. So we did really well, the team worked hard. It was difficult having our mixed game beforehand because we tend to use the same ladies, so it was good. We were pleased with the result. We wanted to come out and win, and we knew that in the league that we'd given them a good game. So we're really pleased with the result.
And a great result in the mixed game.
Yeah, it was super. I don't know where all those goals came from. I think our keeper played outstanding, really. James Seed, he made a lot of good saves. Other than that, I think the score would have been a lot different.
The Vikings' goals came from Louise Slater, captain Kim Carney, and a rare appearance on the score sheet for defender Hayley Crowe before Zoe Carney added the fourth in the second half. Captain Kim was all smiles at the end. Kim, another pot in the cabinet.
Yeah, it is indeed. Pretty glad to retain it, in all fairness. Really, I know Vikings really like a bit of indoor, and well worth the hotness down here in the NSC for it anyways.
4-0, they gave you a good game.
They did indeed. They have got a really strong team there, really good core. We're missing a couple of players who I thought that they might have playing tonight, in the likes of Amy Speed and Leanne Prescott. They really make a difference in indoor with their speed. So, yeah, they did have a really good team out, but could have been a little bit better maybe, but we took it on the night with our full squad.
Vikings men went into the final match of the night looking for revenge for the mixed final, and they started brightly with Paul Kelly giving them the lead, but it was quickly 1-1 as Valkyries' Greg Miller hit another short corner. Goals from Russell Miller and Neil Jacobs followed, and at half-time the score was Vikings 1, Valkyries 3. A fourth Valkyries goal was added soon after the break, again from captain Greg Miller. Then came a spell of Vikings pressure and a goal from Paul Kelly as they tried to get back into the game. The pace quickened and at times tempers flared, but as Greg Miller added another two goals, that seemed to be that. Jerry Quinn grabbed a third for Vikings, but it was Valkyries' night. The final score, 6-3.
Not a bad night at the office.
Yeah, very good one. Good to get a win with the men's as well. We've missed out on the men's league this year. We're looking for the indoor and the cup. So, yeah, good start.
Setting off, they came at you early on. A couple of decisions went your way and that was that.
Yeah, we got a few short corners and, I mean, there's decisions going both ways. It was a very well-contested game. And, yeah, I'm quite pleased with the result.
Valkyrie's captain Greg Miller there. Manx Hockey Association chairman James Shimmon was also down tonight and he enjoyed what he saw. Two wins for Valkyrie's, one for Vikings tonight. Successful evening?
Oh, well, absolutely superb. It's great to see such competitive hockey all through the night and great sportsmanship as well. Really good night for hockey.
It was fast and furious in there.
Oh, it certainly was. Certainly in that men's game at the end, I think tempers were getting quite fraught. But it was a good game.
So congratulations to Valkyries for winning the mixed and men's indoor league. And well done to Vikings on winning the ladies.
You love it. We play it. This is Energy FM.